Privacy groups are calling on the Australian Privacy Commissioner to take action over ID scanners in pubs and clubs. The Australian Privacy Commissioner says his office is receiving an increasing number of complaints about the use of scanners in licensed venues, and that their use is boosting the risk of identity crime. But the Australian Privacy Foundation says the Commissioner is doing little to tackle the problem. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Identity scanners in hotels and clubs is one of the measures proposed by New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell to crack down on violence in licensed venues in King's Cross and some other Sydney hotspots. The technology is already in use in plenty of venues across the country to pick up on fake ID cards and unwanted patrons. The Australian Privacy Commissioner Timothy Pilgrim says there are a number of issues associated with using ID scanning for these purposes.
Organisations, if they are going to require to collect that information for reasons like that, need to be very clear at the point of entry that people will be asked for that information, and the people need to be told what will happen to that information once they hand it over. How is it going to be kept? Is it going to be kept securely? Is it going to be kept for a limited period of time? And who else may get access to it? People have the right to know these things.
Mr. Pilgrim says the increasing use of ID scanners at pubs and clubs is boosting the risk of identity crime.
The more and more we're being asked for information, the more and more it's being stored in databases. It leads to almost a honeypot sort of situation where people who have malicious intent, such as criminal groups, for example, can see value into breaking into those systems.
The Privacy Commissioner says complaints to his office about ID scanners at licensed venues are on the rise. The chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation, Roger Clark, says the justification for pubs and clubs to collect detailed private information from patrons is highly questionable.
People are being required to submit to copying of their licences, and in a reasonable number of these organisations now, it appears, also provide some kind of biometric. Typically, it's a measure of a thumb, whether it's the thumbprint or the geometry of the thumb is unclear. There may be a couple of different kinds of devices that are being used in different clubs and pubs.
Roger Clark says he's concerned by the growing number of situations where people are required to give up personal information, and says identity crime is also a concern.
There would be several cases in Australia each year where a person becomes seriously inconvenienced in using their own identity because somebody else has been, in most cases, borrowing money and not repaying it and giving the individual enormous difficulties of a financial nature. But that's actually quite rare. Identity fraud isn't rare. Identity fraud is quite common. Identity fraud will become much more common if we allow authenticators like this to leak into society.
Are you confident that enough is being done to protect people's identity and their privacy through the use of this technology in pubs and clubs?
No, certainly not. We asked the Privacy Commissioner separately from this some years ago to issue guidelines on the use of biometrics. They declined to do so. We asked this Privacy Commissioner, the relevant one is the Federal Privacy Commissioner, between 4 and 5 years ago and on a couple of occasions subsequently, to do something about this epidemic in pubs and clubs. We argued that collection was the key issue, justification for collection of that data. The Privacy Commissioner has failed to act on that.
The Privacy Commissioner, Timothy Pilgrim, says he takes all complaints seriously and hopes to soon be granted new powers, allowing him to penalise businesses which breach privacy regulations.
I would hope that organisations take the responsible step of putting in place proper protections for people's personal information. However, where there are serious and repeated breaches of the Act, I won't hesitate to use the powers that I will have.
No one from the Australian Hotels Association was available to be interviewed, but a spokesman said while the organisation is generally supportive of the use of ID scanners, it's up to individual hotels whether they wish to use the technology.
Rachel Carbonell reporting.